This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Alex Jones is a lying scumbag. When talking about Alex Jones, the hate monger in chief and liar supreme of the InfoWars broadcast combine, it's easy to run out of adjectives that fully describe exactly how miserable a human slug he is. Name a headline falsehood that has divided the country, and Jones has shouted about it and done his best to monetize the mess. Obama birther claims, yes, he was in on it. D.C.'s Pizzagate, yes, Jones all the way. Muslims cheering 9/11, yes, that was a whopper, he jumped on too. January 6th, right, how could he be left out of all the Trump truth mangling and prevaricating? But in one of the refreshing payback cases of what goes around comes around, his slanders and fictions about the Sandy Hook tragedy that killed small children and teachers are meeting some justice. He claimed there was a conspiracy that included the parents of the victimized children, who he lied, were actors and part of a whole staged affair to restrict guns or something. The parents sued in various courts for defamation and slander. The verdicts are coming in. Damages are finally being assessed. It's taken a while because Jones, being a lowlife he is, lost four cases by default by refusing to provide the documents that the claimants, their lawyers, and the courts had ordered him to submit. Make no mistake, Jones knew he was lying and was just trying to keep the money machine working as long as he could by not providing the evidence. Working with his legal team, that he claims he's paid $15 million so far, he tried to put InfoWars in various forms of bankruptcy to reorganize or liquidate or whatever against the inevitable day when he would have to pay potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to the Sandy Hook families. The latest trial seems to be opening the door to some justice. Sweetest moment that has him virtually swimming in the sweat of his lies came when the family lawyers presented the court with several megabytes worth of text messages that Jones had sent about Sandy Hook. Of course, Jones, liar to the end, had claimed that he'd searched his messages and found zero, nada, none that discussed Sandy Hook. The family's lawyer asked him if he knew what perjury is. He said he did. He should have said, been there, done that. In a rich and wonderful irony, how did the families get the trove of text messages? Jones' lawyers had mistakenly sent them a copy. I hope there are some sanctions coming their way, not just for being sloppy and stupid, but for aiding and abetting defiance of the court. The first judgment from the jury was $4 million in simple damages. Jones' lawyers have proposed $1 for each of the charges. Coming soon will be the likely nine-figure award, since they're asking for $150 million. Jones, liar to the end, had this to say after the first award. Jones called the award a major victory in a video posted on InfoWars, even as he urged viewers to buy products from his website to stave off what he portrayed as financial ruin. I admitted I was wrong, he said. I admitted it was a mistake. I admitted that I followed disinformation, but not on purpose. I apologized to the family, and the jury understood that. This guy is unbelievable. Tragically, bringing Jones to justice as the biggest blowhard in this affair isn't really enough. All of his enablers and co-conspirators in this obvious falsehood that has poisoned the country and our society should also be held to account, though that is unlikely. More important than money, the Sandy Hook families have said, is society's verdict on a culture in which viral misinformation damages lives and destroys reputation. Speech is free, but lives you have to pay for, Mr. Bankston told the jury. This is a case about creating change. At the heart of the trial was a June 2017 episode of NBC's Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly that profiled Jones. In the broadcast, Mr. Heslin protested Jones' denial of the shooting. He recalled his last moments with Jesse, saying, "I held my son with a bullet hole through his head." Afterwards, Mr. Jones and Owen Schroyer, an InfoWars host, aired shows implying that Mr. Heslin had lied. "Will there be clarification from Heslin or Megyn Kelly?" Mr. Schroyer said on InfoWars. "I wouldn't hold your breath." Will Alex Jones finally be silenced and shamed? Will he have to pay his last dime for his lies? He better hold his breath, because it looks like justice is finally coming to take him away. It's not slander for me to call Alex Jones a lying scumbag. It's been proven and decided in a court of law in Texas now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.